thanks for joining us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about motivation, or more correctly put, the absence of motivation. Looking at life, unfortunately, we see more and more people that lack the motivation to do anything, and we'd like to understand where is it headed and what can we do about it. Nitzan, please. Yeah, on our previous show, we talked about motivation, about how can we motivate people. And on this show, I'd like to focus on a growing phenomenon where we see that children, teenagers, especially the younger generation, are lacking motivation. It's something that characterizes them. Now, we can't say that it's everyone. It's not everyone. I see that there are young people that still do have aspirations and the desire to realize their aspirations, but there are many young people where you see that a young man or woman, you see that they have a lot of drive, a lot of strength. You can't say that they don't have the strength, but it's as if it has nothing to do with strength. It's really about motivation. It is as if it doesn't exist. And I'm asking myself, what's going on here? There is a phenomenon here where an entire generation was born as if without motivation. What for? They look at you and say, what did she do all life long? She ran around, and eventually, what? What happened as a result? What do I need it for? But still, these teenagers, they do want, relatively. They want a good life without making an effort. I want to read you something that a 17-year-old teenager wrote. I barely have any desire to do anything. I barely study, barely go out. In short, I barely do anything in life. Every day seems like the previous one, that it's a waste. I watch some TV, computer, that's my day. I don't like it, but I don't know what else to do. I tried watching motivation videos. I downloaded a motivation application, but I have no strength to do anything, no desire to do anything, and I don't want to live this way. How do I get out of this situation? I want to be one of those that have to do something during the day. I need help. I don't like living this way. I want to be diligent. But she can't. There's nothing shining ahead. What can you give her in life? Something that's worthwhile living for, exerting for. What? Tell me. How can you give a child a kind of future that he'd like for sure? I was a child in the 60s of the 20th century. It was about flying to outer space, airplanes, ships, nuclear bomb, different things around the world. To go abroad, it was something which was beyond a person's imagination, and so on and so forth. Everything seems, the world seemed like a charm, like a wonder. Today, at the push of a button, I remember the first time we brought a television set home. It was around 1955, maybe. It was really, there were maybe one or two shows, I can't remember, but it was really a window that opens into the world and different such things. Today, life is different. You have everything. The world is open. They know English. They wander all over the net. They were already abroad. And they know and they understand What can you give them? I don't have an answer. If I had an answer, we wouldn't have had this show. Her cry is that she has no motivation for anything. What can she do to change it? Were she your grandchild? Suppose she's 17, she's your grandchild, and what would you advise her to do? She's in distress. Well, okay, there are even those that commit suicide. So God forbid, we wouldn't want that to happen. So what would you advise her to do? I, from the level of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is my profession, I'd say that she needs a special kind of treatment. She has reshimot, desires, yearnings to fulfill herself with more exalted things, but she doesn't see them before. Were she to see them the way others do, like soccer player, a beauty pageant queen, a great doctor or scientist, someone who's very rich, but she doesn't see these things as something appealing, that she has any motivation for these things. She already knows all these images from movies, from other places. It simply doesn't light her up. So maybe, I don't know, but maybe. And this is the problem of our generation, that this generation is doing a revision over all of life, over everything. What is life? What do we get out of life? Why do I have to live? Why do I have to exert myself in order to survive? And eventually, what will I get as a result? A place at the cemetery. So, is there more suffering or pleasure in life? Let's do the math. There are those that directly go to drugs. There are those that, I don't care, whatever profession I have, the main thing is to somehow carry on. There are those that have an urge to have a family, raise children. It depends on how they grew up. But actually, our ego grew so much, and it's going through such essential changes. I'm talking about the younger generations, not the millennials anymore, but it's those that were born afterwards. And here, this is a problem. We have to show them, if people can't find the meaning of life within life, we have to show them the meaning of life beyond life. What do you mean? Meaning that there's a purpose to life that you attain within life, but it's beyond our life. Higher, above. Okay, so first of all, I understand that it's like a formula. There's a desire, inner desire, within a young person that doesn't see a goal, meaning they have a desire for something, but they don't see that something in reality. There's a gap. There's a desire for something, not exactly clear for what, and I don't find the goal towards which I can aim myself, and then what turns out is that it's almost like an animal in a cage that wants to get out and doesn't even know where. Yeah, it's really such a feeling. And it's a very hard feeling because there is a desire, a yearning, but it's not clear where to direct it. And then you said that the goal, the meaning of life isn't within life, meaning that it's not that I want to be 1,000 different professions. Yeah, an actor or whatever. It's not that I look at that and I say, this is what I want to be. Even if it's hard or easy or I'll even get it for free, I don't want it. I feel no attraction for it. It's not even a matter of motivation, whether I have the strength to attain it or not, but it's not appealing to begin with. I don't measure how much to invest into it or not. It doesn't even reach that phase, right? And there's a difference here. Yeah, it's the matter of passion. So let's say passé. I don't want this entire life with what I have here. I don't see that by this I can realize myself and that I'll be happy and that it's worthwhile living for. And then you said that there is a goal which is beyond life. Beyond life meaning that you attain it within this life while you're alive, but it's not of this level where you have all of these examples like actors, doctor, lawyer, whatever. Yeah, none of these. It's a higher goal. So actually, the younger generation that feels this kind of feeling, that they really have some kind of passion, yearning, something that wants to break out, break loose, but they don't exactly know what and how. How can we direct them, help them see that this goal exists, but that we simply don't see it? You have to open the truth for them. That life has a goal, and that this goal isn't achieved after a person dies, but this goal is achieved while a person is still alive. In his lifetime, he has to acquire a special profession that helps him reach the goal in life. Then for sure he fulfills himself, because the meaning of life is called the fulfillment of the soul, being the complete fulfillment, the ideal, the perfect. Yeah, there's nothing greater. And whatever deficiencies, yearnings, desires, emptiness that a person feels, it has to fulfill it all. So you have to explain to a person how to attain that. All in all, this wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, literally meaning the wisdom of reception, how to fulfill oneself. Okay, so I understand that if there's a teenager that feels that way, we have to explain what is the meaning of life. Now, along with it, what happens in the corporeal life? That teenager has to still acquire some profession, maybe have a family later on. I feel that there are like two levels that we're talking about. The one is the plain, ordinary level on which we have to realize ourselves. And there's the level that you're talking about, which is more qualitative, higher, some exalted goal that I aspire for, that I'm filled by maybe, but still I have to realize myself here. So how does it work? It's not a problem. So I have to both eat and drink and build my home and my family and all these things, but I do it all with a special kind of motivation so that I'll be engaged in something that will give me the meaning of life, and then that too is worthwhile doing. It also becomes a part of the attainment of the goal. So my goal is different. I do get strength from it. I get strength from the final goal, the final truth, and that strength has to give me energy and motivation to also build all of my steps in order to reach the realization of the goal. Another point I'd like to talk about is when you told your story about how you were a child, that going abroad and traveling and this and that, I felt that you were talking about a kind of curiosity for revelation, for innovations. You bet. I remember we traveled to the Black Sea on a big ship. That was something. From Odessa to Sochi, 3 days at sea. A ship the size of a city. And I was a small child. I was 9. It was really... And meaning, I see that there are interesting motives of curiosity, innovations, revelation, things that I felt in your story. And suppose I feel that that teenager doesn't have. There's no curiosity for something. It's all in the past. 5-6 generations went by since I was young and up to this teenager. Even those that were born before the millennium and after the millennium, there's a big difference, obviously. And today, it's every 2-3 years, I think, it's really a new generation. And therefore, you can't compare what I had, what was interesting for me. I don't think that it's interesting for them today at all. I'm not talking about what was interesting, I'm talking about the motive. That's revelation, innovation, that desire that awakens nowadays in children, in the younger generation. It's a desire from a new degree, that only the meaning of life, the purpose of life, what are we living for? Is it worthwhile living? And what's truly worthwhile living for? This is what awakens in the younger generation. And soon, it'll really be everyone's distress and cry. We're still their grandparents like me at the age of 70, 80, 90, 100 that still bring down the statistics because they're still, they still want to somehow live. There are those that are at the ages of 40, 50 that are realizing themselves, they have to raise children, they themselves have to advance towards how to live securely in old age. That still it's not clear how it's going to be, but for sure there's going to be nothing because we neither have money nor for pension nor for anything else. That's how it is in the world. And there's the younger generation that's also divided into many levels. True, not everyone's that way. But still, really, the young, they're looking in a completely different direction. And I'm really happy that this is how they are. That they're starting to look at the meaning of life. Not that they're so special, but the desire that awakens in them is special. An essential one. That they're yearning for something that's... also our world is going through a big crisis. The entire world is divided. These are rich. Those are like this. These are like that. A person doesn't have so many things left. Suppose in the upcoming years, everything will divide finally. And a young person will have no ability of reaching any special achievements, which in the past was possible. Still, I want to ask about curiosity and innovation because I feel that there's a certain power. When a person is curious about something, he gets this force, this drive that motivates him to reveal it, learn it, experience it. Why is it so? Why do I have this inner engine that directs me to reveal something new every time? It also all comes from the final goal, from wanting to reveal the meaning of life, the secret of life. Where am I from? And where am I headed? What is my source, my origin? And therefore, as a result, we have this inclination towards different kinds of wisdoms and researches and so on. Even a child that opens a book, some story, where there is nothing besides something about animals, bears, something, he wants to discover where is he from. Everything leads to that. It comes only from there. Otherwise, he'd have no motivation to open the book. This is an inner motivation. Okay, let's look into the future. How do you see the future? What hope? I hope that this generation will want to know, first of all, what the meaning of life is, the purpose of life, where does it come from, that it all comes from one point, the upper force, from which we were created, towards which we develop, according to the orders of the upper system. It's spoken a lot about, both in science and in other places, that we're in a certain system. And I think that the younger generation will have to disclose it. They'll have a very strong motivation for it, because otherwise, now, yeah, let's smoke something, take some drugs, travel someplace, text each other, different games, but it goes by. It'll go by, and then the next stage will be what? That they'll throw away all their mobiles. They'll feel no fulfillment in it. What I have as a result of talking to you and him and her, I feel it. I use my phone only in order to call my wife in the middle of the day, and that's it. A few more friends that call me regarding work, and it's also... So what about the younger generation? If today the situation is that they have no motivation to do anything, how do they change it? What will happen tomorrow? What do you think? I don't know. She sees that she has no motivation to do anything. She already made the diagnosis. There's a desire to change it, but zero understanding of how to do it, what to do. So, leaping into the future, this generation, suppose that this characterizes a part of the generation. In the future, where are they going to be? They will really want to reveal where are they from, meaning what is the reason, how were we created, and who we are, and what is the state that we have to reach. These things, they're decisive. We don't determine anything here. It also kind of weakens our motivation. If someone created me, and this is why I am the way I am, then this is how I am. If someone sustains me now and controls me, then this is how I am. If I have to reach a certain predetermined goal, then this is how I am. So where am I from? What for? How? It kind of weakens a person. To give a person an explanation that he can acquire this understanding, to feel it, to integrate in this system, control it, and enjoy things that are beyond our life. And here we need a special expertise of how to turn to the younger generation, in their words, maybe through their technology, through the different means that they have, and develop an explanation system. What kind of motivation will people have in the future? Only to attain the upper world. What do you mean when you say upper world? Upper world meaning to live a life outside your body. What do you mean? What do I mean? Outside the body. You know, it kind of sounds frightening. Why? I don't know what you're talking about. Aliens? What is it? In the meantime, you can imagine aliens, but they're already going to be on such a level that they won't imagine this nonsense. Different dolls. What motivation will people have in the future? They will want to live in a limitless world, unlimited by anything, that whatever I want, that's where I am. That's what I'm in, what I feel. I feel according to my desire. I don't live and die, I exist. And everything is within reach. I'd like to ask, preparing myself for this show, I watched a few motivation videos, and I saw that they say, believe in yourself, don't give up, don't let anyone take your dreams, that you'll have the strength to do what you believe in. Were you now to make a motivation video, what would you say? No, you're saying that they have a goal, only they don't have the strength to attain it. Yeah, that's something else. Here we're saying that the younger generation doesn't even have a goal. that they live from one day to the next. Motivation clips aren't necessarily directed at a certain goal. You might have one goal, someone has another goal, but there is a goal. Yeah, but the thing is that they want to give you motivation so that you'll be able to achieve your goal. But let's not focus on a specific goal, because it has to be something that fits everyone. Something that gives inspiration, something that can give a person the strength to go forward. So we'll have to tell them, no, talk to me, I'm your viewer. Give me a motivation video according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Our life has a reason and a purpose. And we're in between the reason and the goal. In order for me to first of all know what can I attain, what should I do in order to realize my life in the best possible way, I have to know both the starting point and the ending point. I also have to know who I am and how do I realize myself. I have to know what's happening in nature around me in order to control everything the way I want it, for it to be in my hands. I have to know all these things, and so does everyone else, because otherwise they can't realize their life. So there's a method called the wisdom of Kabbalah that explains to a person how to realize himself 100%. So a person reaches perfection, and that now he feels weakness. It's because before him he doesn't see something appealing, that there's something worthwhile making an effort for. And I understand these people, and actually these people, they very quickly reach the true goal and the real realization, and they'll have real motivation. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Nitza. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.